Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Terms ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Previously on Terms.
Charles Dunwalk's moving into the White House today, Daniel. It's an absolute shit show out there.
We've just received official word that President Oliver Pierce will not be attending the inauguration.
What?
What? Why would you make this your final act as president?
It's not quite my final act.
He says he's going to do something, he'll do it.
He said he was going to stop Dunwalk from taking office.
Charles Dunwalk is placing his hand on the Bible, and he will sworn in.
There's some movement.
The emergency message system by the office of the president.
What the hell's happening, Ron?
Zach, what is going on? Is he okay?
Let me remind you, sir, I am armed, and I need you to stay in this room.
They tried to marginalize us, to tell us our America was a thing of the past. But tonight, I will become the next president of the United States. Tonight, we take this country back.
That was footage of candidate Charles Dunwalk 2 hours ago addressing his supporters, and as much as we question that bravado so early in the night, the voting definitely seems to be bearing him out. As our election night coverage continues, you can see there on the results wall that he's getting very close to the magic number of 270 electoral votes. There are lots of votes left to count, but even with California still to come in, it is looking like this night is coming up far better than even Dunwalk supporters dared to hope. In fact, we now have another key race update. This key race update just in. We are now calling the state of Ohio for Charles.
Hold it. Step in, please, and tell Parker no calls or interruptions.
Yes, sir.
At ease. Have a seat, Simon. Everything I say here doesn't leave this room, understood? You have my permission to speak freely, and I ask that you do so.
Thank you, General.
You know I've known the president for 20 years or more, and I trust him. That's my opinion, though. I need to ask you, Simon, do you trust Oliver Pierce?
Sir, I'm not sure.
You know how strongly I believe in the chain of command. Orders are meant to be followed, not questioned. I believe that's what we're doing tonight.
What are we doing tonight?
We'll find out for sure in a moment. But first, I need to know, do you trust the president? Completely.
Yes, General.
And do you trust me?
Of course.
Thank you for that. Then I guess it's time.
General.
Mr. President, the operation we discussed, are you prepared to move forward?
Yes, I am.
Do we have new orders, sir?
We do.
Terms.
I don't see how this doesn't directly violate posse comitatus. I'm not sure we have authority even with the president's approval. The defense authorization bill widened the powers of the president, but
we won't be enforcing the law. The hope is that we'd never have to engage anyone. We're just a precaution. And as far as anyone needs to know, we're simply moving forces in and around D.C. as part of a sanctioned operation.
What operation, sir?
It's ours to decide. Homeland Security will take a closer look at some chatter that's already out there, and we'll have a credible threat to act against. In response, the president will authorize a joint RMT operation to bring forces into the D.C. corridor.
How could you be sure the ground commanders won't ask questions?
Because they respect the chain of command. I'll also have my J3 named Joint Task Force Commander.
Would you tell him the whole story, or any of the others?
We'll tell him the truth. We're moving these forces into place with the hope that they will not be needed. There's no point in saying anything beyond that.
Realistic military training.
Let's hope that's all it is.
General Bradford! General Bradford, welcome to Fort Meade, sir. Command officers this way.
I'll fight for everyone, including those who speak out against me or believe these lies.
Turn that off. I need the room. Dob, you stay.
Yes, sir. Everybody out.
How go the exercises?
Surprisingly well. I think the coordination with the various agencies is improving, and we have our act together.
Good.
Sir, speaking of the locals, I do have an issue I was hoping to ask you about.
Go on.
It's about the nature of the mission. I'm getting questions about the timetable from the local agencies, the Coast Guard, the National Guard, and I don't have answers for them.
What about the timetable?
There isn't an end date.
Our forces are assembling to be prepared for a threat to our nation. They will withdraw when it is deemed they are no longer needed. But what?
It's just that I'm having difficulty managing these other agencies, sir. They're not happy having their resources commandeered without inclusion in the chain of command. Not to mention these crazy internet rumors, and with no end date, it does seem as
if... I personally recommended you to lead this operation, Dob. I have to wonder if maybe you're not the man I thought you were.
Sir,
There are 1.4 million active duty personnel in our military, with 1.4 million opinions and capable of going 1.4 million different directions. But that doesn't happen because we have a chain of command. When the commander gives an order, that order is followed. Is this concept confusing to you, Daub?
No, sir.
Well, it shouldn't be.
Sir, if you give the order, I will execute it. Completely, sir. I never meant to imply otherwise. I only meant to seek your advice on how best to communicate with our fellow stakeholders.
You tell them that your orders come from me. And my orders come from Oliver Pierce.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Merry Christmas. Welcome to Little Richard Toys. What can I help you with?
Hi. Yeah, I'm looking for a... It's from a show. It's Elena of Avalor doll. Apparently it sings.
We don't really do Disney here.
Hang on. Hey, honey, I am not having any luck. They were sold out at the mall,
this
and now I'm at
this... is an international TIRS call for Colonel Simon Hozek. Is this
what?
Colonel Hozek?
Why are you calling from my wife's phone? Who is this?
I'm a text interpreter with the International Telecommunications Relay Service for the Hearing Impaired. You are receiving a call from a hearing impaired client. I am about to begin reading the incoming text communication. Are you ready to receive?
How did you get this number?
Sir, please reply, go ahead, or GA when you are ready to receive.
Who is calling me?
Sir, could you take your call?
Not now! Who is calling me?
It is a telephone number. It appears to be here in Pakistan. Please reply, go ahead, or GA when you're ready to receive.
Hold on. I am a colonel in the United States Army. This is a matter of national security. I need you to take out your phone, open the voice memo app, give it to me, and walk away right now.
What?
Now!
Okay, Jesus. I gotta unlock it. What are you...
Walk away. Other side of the store. Go!
Okay, Jesus.
Are you there?
Yes, sir. Please reply, go ahead, or GA when you're ready to receive.
Go ahead.
Hello, Simon. I am calling you because your number was much easier to access than that of your boss, Mac, or even his boss, Oliver. I represent several individuals who have been very interested in the little project you and Mac and Oliver have been working on. We are well aware of the actions you are taking and why. I want to let you all know that we wish you success with this venture and will do nothing to prevent that success. Once you have succeeded, we will contact you again and hope you take the favor of our silence into account in our future dealings. That is the end of the message, sir. Do you wish to send a reply?
Where are you?
Do you wish me to type that response to your
No, caller? You! Where is this service located that you're calling from?
I'm in Karachi, sir. Would you like to send a response? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. It appears the client have disconnected. Thank you for using the...
Bradford.
Sir, we have an issue.
Once you have succeeded, we will contact you again and hope you take the favor of our silence into account in our future dealings. That is the end of the message, sir. Do you wish to send a reply?
You see now why I wanted to meet in here, Mr. President. Clearly our security isn't what we thought it was.
To be honest, I was a little surprised things went unnoticed as long as they did.
Does this change things, sir?
How so?
Our position has been compromised. We risk exposure. And if they don't try to expose it, that presents its own set of problems.
It does, but none of that would make me stop moving forward with the plan.
They could be waiting to expose you after all is said and done, hoping to gain some leverage.
I've brought in a writer specifically because I want it exposed once it's all done. I want the American people to understand exactly what I did and why I did it, warts and all. There's no leverage to be had.
Then there's the other side of the coin. If these people, whoever they are, really do want us to succeed, I don't like the idea of dancing to a tune when I don't know who's playing the fiddle.
It doesn't really matter who they are, or their motivation.
Sir?
We are the ones playing this tune, Mac. We made these decisions together 2 months ago, and we made them for the right reasons. It doesn't matter who else agrees with us or why. We want to protect this country. I think any number of outside parties would also think Charles Dunwalk having the nuclear codes is a bad idea. As for being exposed or extorted, they went to all the trouble of contacting Yuri. What's his name again?
Hosek, sir.
Right, Simon. They went to all the trouble to contact him to send a message. Now, why alert us of what they know if they plan to expose us? Again, it's got to be some kind of play for leverage after the fact, if this ends up happening. And I am not going to be inclined to do anyone any favors, so I think this changes nothing.
If you're sure, sir.
I'm not sure of anything except that we have to do everything we can do. And I'm as sure of that now as I ever was. Are you still sure you're willing to go through with this?
Chain of command, Mr. President.
Might not be an issue if this all happens. Might just be you and your gut at that point.
Then my gut will follow you, Oliver.
Thank you, Mac. Let's hope the Electoral College comes to its senses and we won't have to worry about any of this.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I wouldn't unpack your footlocker.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
There have been times in the fight for justice in this country that those who struggled to be heard sat down to make a point, sat down at lunch counters, sat down on buses, sat down to be heard. Today, that fight for equality and justice requires that I stand up.
That's a hell of a speech.
Too little, too late.
Sir, I've been thinking about Daub.
What about him?
About his concerns about the state National Guard forces being a wild card?
They are a long way from our direct command. I don't like the idea of trying to nationalize them Little Rock 9 style. Suggestions.
Possibly, sir. I know the Guard always feel like second-class citizens when it comes time for pomp and circumstance. With the way Dunwalk's campaign keeps talking about states' rights, might be in keeping with that message for them to invite the adjutant generals from the surrounding states to attend the inauguration. He could even invite them to be on stage with him.
Put them all in D.C. Then if anything gets tense, they're not at home with their troops. How would something like that happen?
Well, a few whispers from President Pierce to the transition team could get them thinking along those lines. It would have to be their idea, of course, but I think the optics would be very interesting to them.
Who knew my EA was such a politician?
We should be on the ground in Maryland in 10, sir.
How far into the ceremony are they?
Looks like he's about to be sworn in.
Pass the satellite feed through to the headset.
Long election cycle. After a tumultuous campaign, it's time for the swearing-in of Charles Dunwall.
It's actually surprising that after all the time, effort, and angst that led up to this moment...
So, it's really happening, sir!
It's already happening.
Charles Dunwall is placing his hand on the Bible, and he will be sworn in...
There's some movement.
My fellow Americans, today at 11:58 Eastern Standard Time, I activated the emergency alert system to allow me to speak to you directly and inform you of the actions I have taken and the reasons why I have taken them. First, I assure that there is no need to panic. Everything done today is done to ensure the safety of these United States, and we are safe. I hold here a copy of the Declaration of Independence. Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. That document was adopted on July 4th, 1776. But I believe that is the state of our country today. That our government, based on noble aspirations and correct ideals, has become destructive of those ends. And therefore I have taken the extraordinary step today to exercise that right of the people to alter it. This election showed that there are cracks in the foundation of our nation, and we must mend those, lest we crumble as a people. So today I am giving the nation an opportunity to mend itself. After the election, I promised that I would leave this office in the capable hands of a servant of the people. And in 5 months, I intend to do just that. Until that time, for that 5 month period, we will, together, endeavor to rebuild our nation and our Constitution from the ground up, clarifying its vagaries, shoring up its weaknesses, and strengthening our Union. At the end of that time, and after those serious discussions, we will empower a new Continental Congress to ratify a new Constitution on July 4th, 2017, and at that time, elections will be set to select new leaders under our new, stronger, and more equitable system. I will remain at the helm for what I know will be a difficult period, but I will not give my name for consideration at that time. I will merely serve as caretaker in the interim as we institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form that seems most likely to affect our safety and happiness. In the interest of that security, I've maintained command of our armed forces to secure that this time of transition remains peaceful. I have ordered that forces of the Northern Command be moved into position in and around the Washington, D.C. area. Their presence is meant only to ensure the safety of those in this area. I have enacted the powers granted by Section 334 of the Insurrection Act to ensure that any who attempt to harm others during this time will be stopped. This is not a time of lawlessness. The laws and regulations of every city and every state remain in full force. I have already spoken with the head of the Federal Reserve to ensure that banking and the faith and credit of the United States will be preserved. To avoid financial uncertainty in the immediate future, trading on all markets will be suspended for a period of 7 days. And to those around the world, our allies and our adversaries alike, I assure you that our obligations, both military and humanitarian, will be met without interruption. Our vigilance against those who mean us harm will not falter for an instant during this period of change. I say now to all Americans, do not fear. Our Union, though in transition, is still strong. I will sit at the head for a brief time, but I sit in service. I am a servant of the people. And it is in service to you that I have taken these steps today that will ensure all of our futures. To those who do not agree with what I have done, I ask you to be patient. You will be heard. Your voice will be heard, and you too will have a role to play in the formation of a new American Constitution. Know that during this transition, we are still united, still one nation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. With those ideals in mind, we will together build a more perfect union. God bless you all, and God bless the United States of America.
Terms is a Spoke Media production. Subscribe for free on iTunes, Stitcher, Wondery.com, or download the new Wondery app for Android. Featuring Brandon Potter, Whitney Holotick, Marcus M. Malden, Gregory Lush, Jeffrey Schmidt, Drew Wall, Ian Sinclair, Mariam Obaidullah Baig, Dennis Ravino, and Kent Williams. Series announced by Michael Johnson. Special thanks to Commander Josh Heppola, United States Navy. Creator and executive producer, Lindsey Graham. Co-executive producers, Keith Reynolds, Michael Federico, and Robert McCullough. Coordinating producer, Aliyah Tavakolian. Music by Lindsey Graham. Written by Robert McCollum and Michael Federico. Directed by Robert McCollum.
Distributed by Wondery.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Terms ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.